Well, he's on board as a regular this year, and it's a great treat for the Big Sports Breakfast. Bernard Foley, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I hope concussion's not going to rule you out of coming on each week.
No, it should be all right. I've seen a lot of specialists and just working through it, trying to get right. So hopefully this weekend will be the week.
How are you travelling, mate? Obviously, you had to fly back early from South Africa. Did that knock you around? Is everything fine?
Yeah, it's an unusual injury, you know. It's something I haven't had before, and it's just sort of lingering symptoms after your training, and just get a bit of headaches and the same sort of just prolonged. So it's been something that's pretty unusual to me, and you know, I've seen a few specialists now and trying to do everything to be right for this week.
Bernard, we're so much more aware of the effects of concussion now. A few seasons ago, would you have played every game? Probably.
Yeah, I think it's definitely what's needed in the sport. You know, the head is such a vital weapon for everyone, and especially going forward in our whole lives. So over the last couple of years, they've definitely taken a lot more precaution, a lot more there's definitely more symptoms or they're more aware of it. So it's definitely something that I've applauded the medical staff and how they've treated it. It is a frustrating injury because you can't see anything wrong. You just don't feel right, I suppose. So for me to feel it or to have this frustration that's lingered now for a number of weeks, it's been frustrating, but it is what it is, and it's something you probably don't want to play around with.
Mate, the Waratahs need you. Will you play this weekend?
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, I think the guys have had a really tough trip to Africa, and coming back home, I think they'll be really excited for the local derby against the Brumbies Saturday night.
Yeah, it's in many ways, it's a bit of it's always a Wallaby trial, isn't it? And a bit of a grand final for both the Brumbies and the Waratahs.
Yeah, there's a lot of familiarities between the teams. Everyone knows each other quite well. And as you said, you know, everyone playing off positions for that Wallaby spot. So they're always a pretty fiery battle. And I think, the way both teams are tracking, I think they're both desperate for a win. So it should be a really exciting night, I think.
You say that, mate, both desperate for a win. The Brumbies coming off a victory. But the Aussie franchise is getting towed up. I don't want to be negative, but are we in the doldrums, mate?
No, I think it has definitely been a tough start, you know, to the season for all franchises. But, I think the Kiwis have a lot to play for this year. And as the Australian sides, we're probably just getting started. I think the more we can have these games like this weekend is a game that I reckon will kickstart the guys into form. I think it will really start seeing combination start gelling. I know the Brumbies had a lot of new players and a high player turnover. We're a bit the same, but I think a tough tour of Africa can really try and get galvanise guys together and hopefully bring us back and kickstart our campaign, I suppose.
Reading this morning that they might shift Israel Folau again. Your thoughts on that?
I think Izzy really enjoys playing at 13. I think he's sort of come into his own in the back end of last year's Super Season, and then this year he started off where he left. But I think he loves the challenge. I don't think he likes to stay in the one sport or to get complacent. He just wants to challenge himself and keep trying to improve and keep getting better, knowing the guy. So, you know, for him, we just want to get the best out of him. We want to get him enjoying his footy and playing a style that he wants to play.
Right. Where do you think he wants to play?
I think 12 or 13. You know, in that front line is definitely where he wants to play. He wants to have more touches. He wants to be more effective for the team. And whenever he's attacking in that front line, the defence have got to worry about him. And, hopefully that either opens that space for himself or for other guys. So, I think he just wants to be a guy. He just wants the ball in his hand, and just be having an effect on the game, get himself involved. So he'll be in that front line somewhere, and I'm sure where.
What's the inside goss, Bernard? Sanzar meeting over the weekend. We've got five Australian franchises. There's talk about reducing that to four. There's been no announcement. They've got to chat with the broadcasters quite clearly before they announce changes to their competition. But are five franchises too many here? Are we stretching the talent too thin?
They've been pretty secretive over there in the meetings. But I don't think so. I think, you know, we have to encourage growth. We have to create a pathway for juniors who want to grow up and play Super Rugby and also go on to play for the Wallabies. So I think the Fife franchise team is more than capable to support and be consistent and also be perform well. I think it's just the way we've performed over the last couple of years probably hasn't been acceptable, but, you know, to encourage growth, to promote the juniors who really want to see that pathway or have those opportunities in rugby and here in Australia, I think you have to persist with the Fife teams.
Fantastic, mate. Always good to chat. We look forward to you. And when do you make a final decision about playing against the Brumbies or not?
The team get back tonight from Africa, and so I'll sit down with the specialist and the team doctor tomorrow. So that'll probably be the last box to tick, and then hopefully out there on Saturday.
Good on you, mate. We look forward to watching you out there in the number 10 jersey.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, mate.
Bernard Foley there. Waratahs fly half, also Wallaby fly half, and he's going to be our weekly rugby expert on the Big Sports Breakfast, but desperate to see him out there against the Brumbies. 7:45 at Allianz on Saturday night.